first got there, the officers said, look in the refrigerator, which that one I looked in the refrigerator, and that's when I saw just a regular cardboard box, and in the middle of the box, like sliced right here real cleanly across, was just a freshly like severed head. And it was his last victim. He was a black male. You know, his eyes and his mouth were like looking at me. I mean, it was weird.
Rather than disposing of evidence of the victim, Dahmer had collected it. From his flat, police removed 10 human skulls, some painted, some bleached. 2 complete skeletons. Torsos in various stages of dismemberment. Chemicals for bleaching and preserving bones. And in the freezer, Ziploc bags of human flesh.
I mean, he had it stacked up. It was obvious that he was eating this. Was, and as we found out later on, you know, the last couple of months before he was caught, he ate pretty much. He took up some vegetables with it.
The discovery shocked the man. The obvious assumption is that Dahmer must have been driven by hatred. Perhaps the opposite is true. Child, the human connection always eluded him. He hinted at the logic behind eating his victims to Pat Kennedy.
In his own kind of sick way, he didn't ever want them to by eating them. He was like part of them. They were with him.
It's difficult to understand.
Seeing the world in his eyes, and the contact with him.
Dahmer told the Milwaukee judge that he has seen the relative's tears and that he expects neither freedom nor forgiveness for the murders of 15 people.
I feel so bad for what I did to those poor families, and I understand their right to hate. I know I will be in prison for the rest of my life.